Okay, got me now?
Yeah, I don't know what happened
I
there.
could hear you, I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Okay. So
We did this yesterday. Here's what's happening. I'm got a machine out there right now that I'm doing for McCormick. It's one of two. It's a high speed version. It's putting a foil laminate on container, black pepper containers, for instance. And the
Okay.
black pepper container is going to change from a metal can to a plastic. That's what I'm working on.
By the way, you're cutting in and out pretty bad on me. I'm hearing every other word.
Why don't you call? Let me go outside. Hold on. Can you hear me now?
I can. Now it's better.
Okay, I'm out here in the front yard. I have this deal that we're finishing up right now. We've been working the bugs out for the past 2 weeks. It's a $1.5 million contract. I have collected 50% of that $1.5 million. I got the rest of it coming. As soon as they come and make inspection, which will be in here the 16th of the month. Then they've
Okay.
got a second machine that's about $800,000 to $900,000 for Canada that's due out in December. I just have been through a process with Walmart furnishing them a machine that cuts the tape on boxes. They own millions of boxes every day. And this is a laser that I mount on a conveyor with axis motors and running up and down and running small, big, large. We've proven the first one out. It's been in operation for 5 months. They're going to buy five more now, and there's around $300,000 a copy. And they, as we get them done, 377 days, they give us an order for another 10. Their
Okay.
potential is over 100 machines.
Okay.
So
So
that's what I'm looking. That's what I'm looking for money. You say, "Well, you want more later?" Yeah. If I could throw Walmart in front of you, I'm sure you'll want to talk about
okay.
it.
So I guess what I could tell you is how the what kind of loan we can provide and give you some feedback, and I want to take the opportunity to answer any questions you have, okay?
Right.
So the loan that we'd approve for you for, it's very common. It's called a working capital loan. It's essentially a cash flow based loan. The whole underwriting process is you're really leveraging your cash flow and your revenues tomorrow to do something today. Now, the good points of the process are this. You can get a loan that is short term. If you want to do something really quick and just pay it off, we can do that for you. We can do something long term. Like by short term, I mean like 3 to 6 months. If you want
Yeah,
something
okay.
long,
I can talk to. I would look at something like that right now. Yes, go ahead.
okay. And all of our loans, by the way, will have discounts for paying off early. So we have all different options here. But the most important, we have loans that go up to, say, on this product, 2 to 3 years. Generally, about 18 months to 2 years is the max for a cash-based loan. The whole important thing, whether this deal does or doesn't work, is making sure the customer's okay with the terms and understands the cost, so there's no unrealistic expectations. Okay? So it's, I guess the question I'd ask you is this. You mentioned $200,000. No one wants to kind of jump around. Are you looking for 200? Are you looking for 150? Are you looking for 300? What's the real need here?
I go 250, 300, somewhere in there.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a loaded question. If someone came back to you with a really below market rate, but it's for 100 or 150, would that interest you, or is it 250 or
Possible.
nothing?
It's possible, yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like there's a few different aspects of maybe getting some terms that work for your business, correct?
That's right.
Okay. I guess the other option, question I'd have is this. You're talking to a lot of people. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you
No,
don't get a.
I'm not talking to a lot of people. I have talked to a lot of people, but here recently I haven't.
Okay. If
But
you don't get.
we had real good business the first of this year. It's carried us through to the end of the year. But since the election thing come on, our regular marketplace is dead on flat on its back. In other words, my big customers ain't buying nothing right now.
Okay.
They're scared to death. And whichever way this election goes, they're either going to be in another goddamn depression or we're going to be booming.
Okay.
So that's the way we're sitting as small business. And I know a lot of small businessmen like me. We've all been fighting Obama's bullshit so bad it's unreal.
Well, I'm not a politician. I'm just an underwriter.
I'm just telling you what's happening to our marketplace. Okay, while we're even talking to you, that's okay. The bank. He comes in and shuts us down with the bank examiners. People that have been in business for years can't get no money because the bank examiners won't approve.
I think that's a huge challenge right now. I think traditional banks are not helping their small business customers, and it's a shame.
Right.
So right. I guess the question is this. We're going to try to get you the best terms available, but let me walk you through how these loans are done. So you mentioned you were offered a daily payment before, and you didn't like that, correct?
No, I don't want the daily payment. No.
Okay. So on a cash flow-based loan, they're done with either two options. One is a daily payment, which is 21 days per month. One is a weekly payment. If you are uncomfortable with doing a daily or weekly payment, we couldn't do anything for you on a cash flow based loan. So you would have to be comfortable with a daily or weekly payment for this product.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you type these different things we're talking about out? Because I got to go convey it back to my people. And I'll miss this and miss that. You miss it. Let's get it down in writing, and then we can look at it and give you an answer.
Oh, I would assume you and your sales. Did you and your sales rep not talk about this?
My sales rep.
Yeah, your account manager, Sam.
What about him?
Did you guys kind of go over this program in detail by any chance, or no?
Not really detail, but you know.
Okay. So what I'm going to have him do is he's going to shoot you an email after.
You said things that he did that I didn't realize. Yes.
Okay.
But I've been telling him all along. Get me the terms and conditions and what kind of deal you want to do. Well, we got to see your paperwork. Well, you got the paperwork and still can't get a written commitment on what it is. Okay.
We don't have a formal approval for you, but I'm more than happy to have him shoot you something by the end of the day. That's not a problem.
Let's do that.
Let me just ask you one other question, if you don't mind, or two other questions. If you don't get the terms that you need from us, don't take this wrong way. What other alternatives are you looking at right now so I can kind of understand from your side of the street?
Go get in my own damn pocket.
Okay. You mean like personal funds?
Yes.
Okay. And then the other thing is to kind of go over cost of this loan. There's no point of like jumping or dancing around issues. When you talk about an unsecured loan, this is not a traditional bank loan. We're doing a loan that a traditional bank, we're not getting the security and the review of financials that they typically don't need. So let me kind of give you minimum costs of these loans. So if it would work for you or not, you mentioned that someone offered you 24% and you thought that was just outrageous, correct?
Well, you can't survive.
Okay. Was that 24%?
That kind of money. You don't make that kind of money.
Was that 24% over a year, or is that 20% over a few months?
I think it was a year kind of deal, yeah.
Okay. So these loans, they're not APRs, especially if they're under a year. They're about cost of funds. It's very transparent. If you get a contract from us, it'll be, here's how much your business is borrowing, here's how much you're paying back. But let me give you minimum expectations on how these loans work. Say, over a year and a half. If you borrow this money, the minimum cost, because it's unsecured, it relates to a monthly cost. So if you borrow, say, $150,000, and let's say you want it just a short-term loan, you want to do it over 6 months, it's important to go over what that cost of the loan would be so you don't feel like someone is kind of like beating around the bush.
Well,
so if you borrow...
Let me tell you. Here's one option I could look at also. I've got $500,000 personal line of credit at the bank. If I could come in and get $500,000 from you guys over a 2 or 3 year period, I could pay about half that off, and which will open up funds for me to borrow even from him again. And I have funds over here to keep us going right now. You follow what I mean?
I think with our loans, we're very hands-off. So when we fund you, we fund your bank account. We really don't care what you do with the money. But there are costs of these loans. So let me give you kind of some ideas of what this loan's going to run to you. If someone
I want you to write it down and send it to me.
Yeah, that's not a problem. I'm going to have Sam send you.
Let's do that so I can take it to my people, and that'll answer all the questions. If I go with this, I'm gonna miss something. So I just want to get.
That's fine. I'll have some. What I was saying is this: 24% over a year. So if you borrowed say $200,000 and you paid back $248 over a year, I just want to jump in and tell you that's not a bad deal. That's actually a below market cost for an unsecured loan. It's all about payback and what you're doing with the money. But if you're borrowing 200 grand and you're paying back 248 over a year, that's actually not considered a bad deal as an FYI. It's actually considered a pretty strong deal in today's environment for an unsecured loan. There are costs of these loans because they're cash. There has to be a need behind them. But it sounds like the other thing is you weren't happy with the company because of the reviews, and we've got sterling reviews, which is a good thing. So I'll have Sam send you an email. Let me ask you another question before I let you go. What's your timeline here? When are you actually looking to get funded and make a good decision on this?
Depends on the deal, buddy.
Okay. But so it does also
I
do it sound...
Right now. I can do it right now.
But it doesn't sound like if you get terms that don't work, you're just not going to do this thing. It will just be a pass for you, correct?
It just gets down to the numbers. How much is going to cost you the money? All of a sudden you're just eating your own equity up.
Yeah, I mean, that might be an issue. I think there's going to be a cost regardless.
High interest rate loans that you pay off real quick don't hurt you, okay?
So that, and I think that's
you get
maybe
the money for 30 days or 45 or 60 days, it don't hurt you. But you start getting a year or 2 years, whatever, then you start eating lunch.
That's fair enough. So let me do this. What I'm going to do is this. I'm going to have Sam shoot you an email with how this loan works, daily, weekly payments, and general ideas. I'm going to see what are the best numbers we can put together for something very short term to start a relationship. It sounds like you don't need a 2 or 3 year loan. Let's see if we can get you like 150 or 200 over very short terms, and let's see if we can minimize your payback. Is that something that works for you?
Yeah, I'll look at that.
Okay, fair enough.
And that's the deal I'd look at right quick, because I'm sitting here waiting on a check. I've been waiting for months from Walmart for 150 grand.
Okay, yeah. So
I've been playing around in the loan department. I mean, their accounts payable for a month, and it was supposed to have been paid the 1st of September, within a couple of weeks after that. And then it gets in, they don't write an order to October. Oh, they only pay on the date of the purchase order. Bullshit. I mean, that's what put down right, but that ain't the way it happens.
I understand.
And that's why I'm in sweat this week right now to come up for payroll and shit like that.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
And another thing that's got us hesitating right now is the election's going to be bad. If the election's bad, then we're going to have to suck up and try to live through Obama's shit. If we did again.
Well, what I'm going to do is this. I'm gonna have Sam send you an email after our conversation. He's going to go over how these loans basically work. But I think what we need to do is here is people are throwing numbers at you, 1 year, 2 years. Let's put together one option for a long term, one option for a short term, daily or weekly payments, and then you can decide if this stuff works for you.
Thank you.
Does that work?
That'll work.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.